Nice choice, Mr. Reich. Who is it? I like it. It's upbeat.
You should know. It's John Fogerty, center field. I figured baseball.
Oh, yeah,
there's nothing more American than baseball on July 4th, right?
Very good. I like it.
And again, congratulations to the Wildcats for getting there.
Oh,
sorry you didn't bring
man.
It all the way home, but congratulations at least getting there.
Man,
that's
they played great. That Cloney, U of A's pitcher for the first game against Coastal Carolina, he just smoked him. I mean, he just spanked him. He was awesome. Awesome game. So congratulations, U of A Wildcats. Y'all came this close. You came one bad call away, right? One bad call away from winning it all. Hey, I was mentioning earlier in the last segment about a book I had read that I could recommend to y'all. You can go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. There's a whole collection of books that I read the year Arizona turned 100. It's Rosie's Centennial Reading List. Great, great books on the history of Arizona and the Southwest. I could recommend any of those that I read. One I just finished, actually John J. Harper loaned it to me. It is called Hole in the Rock, and it is the story of the Mormons leaving Utah, coming to settle northeast Arizona, and searching for a shortcut across the Colorado River and the Escalante River. It is their epic story of hand carving a wagon train road down the cliffs of what is now Lake Powell.
Wow.
Romy, it is incredible. They hand drilled holes in the rock that they would stick sticks into and then fill it with rocks to the point where it was level enough and just wide enough to fit a wagon on. And they would go down the face of these cliffs on that handmade. And the holes in the rock are still
there.
Visible. They're still there.
I don't know who their
incredible story.
I don't know who their scout was, but you think one of them at least, you know, on day two or three on this say, why don't we just walk around?
I'm quite confident there are several women on that trip that wanted to shoot the scout saying that this is the way we should be making the road.
Who made the call that they couldn't just navigate around it?
Hole in the Rock by David Miller.
Interesting.
Great book.
Very cool. And I will update that here at top of the hour. There's a great reading list there. I got to add, you'd mentioned Dry River, but that's not on your centennial reading list recommendation, so I'll get that one out as well. There's a lot of great books here. I need to catch up on it. I finally had a brainstorm. I see a book. I'm like, man, I just don't have time. I need to apply it the same way I get so much more things done. Start reading it to the kids. Incorporate the kids in
it. Oh, yes.
And then I can catch up on some of these readings.
Absolutely.
Nightly reading.
Absolutely.
I'm going to come raid your library.
Shall we get to Cindy, who's on hold? And we do have an open line if you'd like to reach in. We're talking about all kind of things, but really, we started 28 years ago as a home improvement show. That's mostly what we still do if you've got a home improvement project you're trying to tackle around here. But every once in a while, we get on one of Rosie's bunny trails, and you never know where those lead. Cindy, good morning. Thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Bob. I'm actually Cindy's husband.
Okay, Bob, Cindy's husband.
She handed the call off to me.
Okay.
We have an 80-gallon electric water heater.
Okay.
It's a dual-element water heater.
Okay.
And we're toying with the idea of putting a water timer on there and wondering if there's going to be any kind of measurable savings by doing that.
Well,
or if it's just kind of throwing money, good money after not so much of a savings.
Yeah. You know, it depends. If you're on, it's just the two of you in your house?
There's actually four of us, but one person's kind of like a part-time. He's a student, so he's not there full year.
Okay. Well, whenever we're talking about water heaters in Arizona homes, the next question I ask is, are there any teenage daughters?
Yes, we have one.
Okay. All right. Well, that may change my answer. I can tell you that if you're on a time-of-day energy consumption plan,
right, we're on that time advantage plan.
Good, good, good. And if you can keep that from coming on in that time slot, yes, it will pay you big money. You will get a payback on mounting a time clock there. You can also call Advanced Home Systems and get an energy management computer, and it'll do it automatically for you. And the other things you want to do is a time of advantage is get your energy bill and take a look. How much of your energy are you buying on peak and how much are you buying off peak?
We actually did that in the last bill cycle. I checked that out. We're actually like 75% off peak.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. That's good. That's decent. Get that closer to 90%, and you can do that without impacting your standard or quality of life or your life's habits.
Mm-hmm.
And a timer on your water heater is one of the ways you can do that.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, the way the time advantage plan is, it's the weekends are at the low rate, and then the weekday during the evening and whatnot.
Right.
But the timers seem to be based on just a 7-day, you know, like you set the same time for every day of the week, regardless of whether it's a weekend or not. So, you know, you'd be sacrificing a little off time during the weekends when you really could have it on.
A little bit, yeah. You will be sacrificing a little bit.
And the great thing about that energy management computer, you said that we'll do it from advanced.
It does
systems.
All the thinking for you.
Well, and not only does that apply to your water heater, but every other electrical consuming device in the home. So you benefit across the board.
Okay.
Okay,
all
man.
Right. You answered my question. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Shall we try and get Larry in real quick? Also calling.
Larry in real quick.
Larry's got the radio on, so we'll give him a second to get the background turned off and bring him on air. Newly located to Prescott.
While we wait for Larry, folks, recently we were featured in the Arizona Federal Credit Union publication called Financially Empowered, and they mail it out to all of their members. I guess it goes out to about 100,000 homes in Arizona. That's the Arizona Federal Credit Union, and we're actually on the cover of the article, and we're actually featured in there in an article that talks about home improvements for different levels of budget. And we talk about upgrading your kitchen, what you can do for $2,000, what you can do for $7,500, what you can do for $15,000 and more. Then we talk about bathroom remodels. If your budget's $2,000, if your budget's $7,500, if your budget is $15,000 or more. Then we talk about outdoor upgrades. Same thing, budgets of $2,000, $5,000, or $15,000 or more. We also talk about the most common remodel mistakes made by Arizona homeowners. Well, because we were featured in the magazine, they were very gracious in bringing over to our office several boxes of these issues. And if you'd like a copy of it, just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and just put in the topic line Arizona Federal Credit Union, and we'll know that you want one of these copies, and we will mail you one right away, okay? So it's do-it-yourself projects you can tackle in your kitchen, in your bathroom, and in your backyard for various different price ranges, plus a list of the things homeowners do home improvement projects wrong most often. Larry.
Yes, hi. I was multitasking. I had a handful of shampoo.
Yeah, okay, that's all right, man.
Oh, I'm under contract for a small house, a 916 square foot house, which currently does not have gutters on it. So
okay.
I'm getting some estimates on the traditional K style gutter, and I also have done a little bit of research on the half round gutters, which are about twice the price. And I'm looking at a seamless product in both cases. And I don't know if there's an advantage of one over the other, apart from aesthetics.
There is not.
Okay.
Functionally. Now, where are you actually doing this?
This house is located in Rancho Vista Hills, off of Copper Basin in Rancho Vista. More specifically, it's on a little street called Weeping Willow Lane.
Okay, so you're
it is a deciduous and pined area.
You're up in Yavapai County.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Larry, are you new to the area?
I've been here since mid-February. So yes.
Well, welcome. Where'd you come in from?
Denver by way of San Diego. I lived in Denver for 26 years and then spent 10, let's call it interesting months in sunny San Diego, which proved to be a little excessive for my retirement lifestyle, to put it mildly.
Jennifer,
I love the ocean, but everything else that goes along with it is just a little bit out of my senior realm, shall we say.
Well, Jennifer and I are getting ready to get to know Denver pretty well. We're actually driving our baby daughter up to Colorado Christian University in Lakewood.
Oh, very good.
Here in about, very good. Here, well, what is that, babe? In about 3 weeks we're taking her up there? 4 weeks?
It's about a month. Boo-hoo. Oh,
we'll be empty nesters there for the first time in 36 years.
I believe, up there off of Alameda.
Well, let's get back to your rain gutters. Here, listen, in your particular part of Arizona, I don't know that the Homeowners Association would or wouldn't allow it, but in Yavapai County, I would ask you to think about rainwater harvesting, not simply just gutters, but harvesting that rainwater. And I'll tell you what, I got a buddy in Prescott, Tom Riley, and he owns a building and remodeling company, and he's right there on a Larkin Street. And his number is 928-445-8502. And if he'll talk to you for free. Just tell him Rosie and you talked on the radio, and you had a couple questions about building in that particular area. Tom's been there for over 30 years, and building, remodeling, and an architect, and a good friend of mine. Just give him a call.
Is he also on your site?
He is on our site. Yes, he is Rosie certified. Yeah.
Yeah, happened to stumble across your show last weekend, just, you know, running through the dial trying to find some, you know, local stations to call my own. And what a wonderful resource for someone who is new and doesn't want to be, you know, taken advantage of by unscrupulous or inexperienced contractors.
Well, that's what our site is specifically designed for. I've been here 50 years. Tom's been here 30 years. We're here to protect people just like you. Larry, we're glad you found us on KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities. And give Tom a call. He'll be happy to visit with you, share his wisdom and his local expertise.
I mentioned last week we've been growing the Rosie on the House Certified Partner Network due to some new functionality we've added, and our main focus has been very niche categories. And this week we'd like to talk about Green's Home Design. Lauren Green is a drafting service. If you you had mentioned the referral network for contractors, but it's a great resource for do-it-yourselfers.
Yes.
And if you'd like to do it yourself, you need a plan. You can get that plan in blueprints, in drawings, site maps, room additions, workshops, whole house remodels, interior remodels. Give Lauren Green a call.
He's experienced in pulling permits, so he knows what to draw to get you what you need,
which is incredibly valuable. I can't even tell you how much I would charge if I had to do that job. So it's he'll get you ready to break ground. It's Green's Home Design, Lauren Green, Green's Home Design. You can find them under the architectural design drafting category at rosieonthehouse.com.